Good morning. Once more. I think the same room, same hall, I think. We gather here once more. Those people who believe religion, particularly those who are Buddhist who believe Buddha Dharma, since our last meeting or last gathering here, how much progress? That's what I'm wondering. My part, not much progress. But same determination, day by day, including my dream, I always remember the importance of altruism. So I try my best to increase these sort of experiences. So, in any way, I'm very happy to be here with you. As a human brother, sisters, we are same. We are same human being, irrespective of whether believer or non-believer. We all are seeking satisfaction, happiness, which is our basic right. So, so now the question is, there are various methods. Among those methods, which is more suitable to oneself. And then, once you committed that particular method, then pursue with hard work, constant work. So our gathering or teaching, suppose reminds these different methods. And perhaps I think through questions and answer, I also can learn some of your sort of, I think, new experience or new questions. So usually through questions, sometimes some new ideas, right? The question, you can mark out the question, can some relate to the, oh, some question, she needs some question, some down.
Sometimes when I listen to some of the questions and some questions which have never been raised before, then sort of opens up certain ideas.
So through that way, I also should learn. Good, useful. Now, important, again, I want to emphasize, we are same. That's important. We have same potential. Mentally, emotionally, physically, we are same. Of course, in physical level, perhaps some is a face different color, or the shape of nose a little bit different, and color of hair some differences. These are minor differences, but basically, you see, we all is the same. So you see, very important to get feeling we have same potential. There is always a possibility to overcome suffering, to transform one's own mind, can achieve peace of mind, tranquility. That sort of, I think, the belief or conviction is important. Then when we talk about the Dharma or spirituality, this is not just mere academic sort of business. This is something transform our mental attitude. So therefore, it is important to have the sort of firm conviction. We are same, we have same potential. That's, I think, important. Tathari, Shigandi, ta lojong langdang tsikjim shuyache, ta nangshu chate yore, tini mingdu zane, ngayla, di, kasa chukti, gyunshasmoshtungi.
The main theme for the
뒤져서 보시니다. 또 뭐 두고 뭐 any that 나는 게 니체 긴들이야 아니 차차와당 접선적에서 차차와당 되네 디버지에 미치셔서 돈좀 봐. 되네 선남 뒤에 담겨서 보세요. 뭐지? 어디서 못 이발해?
Since the main theme of this series of lectures is based on a Tibetan text which belongs to the Buddhist tradition of practices, so before the lectures begin, we will do some preliminary recitations, and this will consist of paying homage to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the spiritual community, and also a recitation of a sutra, a verse from a sutra which encapsulates the essence of the Buddha's teachings, and then finally a recitation of a verse that is aimed at dedicating all the positive potentials towards the benefit of all sentient beings. So we will do that recitation now. So when we do this recitation among the members of the audience, those who are practicing Buddhists can follow the recitation, if not necessarily by words but in thought. And those who are not practicing Buddhists, those who are non-believers, they can use this time as a sort of a rest. And those who have affiliations to different religious traditions, they can use this time to as a kind of a contemplation on their own, drawing from their own spiritual teachings. We'll now recite two verses. The first one is a verse from Maitreya's text, which pays homage to the perfection of wisdom. And the second is a verse from Nagarjuna's work, which pays homage to the Buddha for having taught the principles of dependent origination.
年底学我做农，更新年纪年纪真正感觉到，到了盼望想到那些年纪真正的路在我刚刚到阳台这边，头脑那么跟着那双子松柏，年底想做三百双子，双节今年用得了长生路，看给点钱的我就搞不明白，见面吧，下班没吧，当面吧，我没吧，装没吧，他在对面认真面，这把你是写的不？
上辈三界满南界，唐巴德拉朝泽罗。Now here, teaching on Buddha Dharma take place in London, here in West. So the usually I feel little sort of hesitation, you see, to speak Buddha Dharma to Western audience. Because I believe the each area or each nation or continent, at least last a few centuries, some kind of the traditions establish or develop, and religious faith also you see they develop. So it is the concern is the people sort of, the traditional, say, background. So that development, not just certainly it happen, but through evolution, some gradually, you see, that is developed. So therefore, it is more suitable, is it, to that is the concern is the people or area. The people whose sort of tradition is something different, then I think it is better to keep your own traditions, including your own religious faith. Change religion without proper sort of thinking. Sometimes it bring more confusion. Now, for example, here, the person who come from a tradition or religious belief, the center of the belief is the creator, concept of creator. Then, in like Jainism and Buddhism, they have something different concept, a concept of law of causality. So no beginning, no end. So law of causality. So you see these two eventually you see find almost like half-half. Then it creates more confusion, difficult. So the parliament chulimili any chujo yiji diye tempus ke mara phojo yiji diye any chajang simali ti kanger ba.
Sometimes that kind of approach can lead to confusions because, on the one hand, your conviction of your traditional religion is not strong, and at the same time, you're reaching out to another forms of teaching where your understanding hasn't been fully developed, so you end up in the middle of nowhere.
So it is better to keep your own tradition. And then some individual case, like you see Tibetan, majority or traditionally Buddhist country, still among the Tibetan, I think at least the last, I think four centuries, they are Muslims. And then since beginning of this century, some Christians also there. So, out of several people, out of people, which is some individual, have some sort of inclination way. Inclination or find the other tradition more suitable, more effective. So then individual right to adopt that religion. So similarly, in the West, out of millions of people, some individual may have the mental disposition which Buddhist approach or some of Eastern thought approach is more suitable. Then in that case, think very carefully and then study what is the new sort of the religion which you are you have is more sort of attraction. Then study. Once you have sufficient knowledge, then you feel it is really suitable to me, then okay, it is individual right. But without a proper knowledge, just
simply following something just because it's the fashion or just because you like it is not very good.
Then another thing, once adopt new religion such as Buddhism, then there are sort of the possibility that in order to justify change of your religion, you see, you may start some kind of critical expression to your traditional religion. That must avoid. Because in that particular individual case, that previous religion no longer any effect, that does not mean that on the world or on the area, on the country, in the country, that previous religion no longer any effect, not that way. Like Christianity, in the past, several millions of people get immense benefit, and today also, many people, you see, getting inspiration, and in next century, and the future, what call, millennium. A new millennium also, you see, suddenly these major world religious tradition will have great sort of role, great important role, no doubt. So therefore, there is sufficient reason to respect. So that's very important. Now, I speak Tibetan. Is easier for me, and also the my English vocabulary very limited, and also some words now forgetting, so therefore is it difficult to express. Any yonglama yon garang garang kare jemne kaza the yonglama yon garang garang uzu jemne kare karasushto kya zoe ya kuch makupche ngai kare karasche this is kimi do.
So given these difficulties, if I try hard as much as I can to try to communicate to you directly through my English, not only is it much more exhausting for me, but also it could make you feel much harder to follow what I'm trying to say.
That is mutual misery. So in order to achieve mutual benefit, I will use Tibetan.